everything the enemy of our soul does is intended to reduce to rubble the image of God's purpose in you. God has something in mind for you. The adversary would like to erase that prospect from your mind by seeking to sell you what is his mind for you. The devil does that by something the Bible calls thoughts and imaginations that have another source than just human rising of thoughts or imaginations or the divine gifts of insight and perception. No, these thoughts come from hell.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I'm so thankful that you're listening to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about casting down imaginations, and we're going to start out by reading a couple of verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 3. The Apostle Paul writes, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Praise God. Again, casting down strongholds. The reality of spiritual conflict and battle in the invisible realm is attested to by Jesus himself. And it's characterized the life of the church since the time of the book of Acts. In order to live successfully, we need to realize there's another arena and a vicious adversary who's set on our destruction. People will see those things as circumstances. But Jesus unmasked the reality that they are foisted on you out of another realm. We'll talk about the adversary's assaults, because they are many. Human beings are capable of doing really dumb things on our own without satanic intervention, right? But there are such things as direct assaults upon us from the adversary who seeks to steal and destroy the possibilities of purpose and joy from our lives. Most people don't recognize those things, and consequently don't know how to declare war and return an attack. Verse 3 that we just read says, "according to flesh." Now, that does not mean a carnal commitment to indulgence, but that we walk in a material realm. The conflict that you and I are engaged in, it transcends that material realm into the realm of the spirit. Verse 4 talks about the weapons of warfare. Our resources are not found in or limited to human reasoning. Their dynamic comes from God. Verse 4 also talks about strongholds. Now, strongholds are barricades against your future, against your life being fulfilled according to God's creative purpose for you. An example is the walls of Jericho that we find in Joshua 6. Israel's successful attack defies all human logic, but it illustrates the victory of people who move in the purposes and resources of God. Verse 5 that we read talks about imaginations and thoughts. So imaginations and thoughts are said to be things that exalt themselves. They are personified, which means they are beings exalting themselves against God's purpose in you. The enemy, as Jesus tells us, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's found in John 10, verse 10. Everything the enemy of our soul does is intended to reduce to rubble the image of God's purpose in you. God has something in mind for you. The adversary would like to erase that prospect from your mind by seeking to sell you what is his mind for you. The devil does that by something the Bible calls thoughts and imaginations that have another source than just human rising of thoughts or imaginations or the divine gifts of insight and perception. No, these thoughts come from hell. Every one of us has suffered and fallen prey to the wearying mental attack of the enemy. The thought processes are so relentless and subtly sown into our minds that, you know, we conclude, wait, something must be wrong with me. That's a lie from the pit of hell, dear one. The word thought is in the Greek, noema. Noema means a plot, a plan or design, something calculated. It has to do with things that have been designed just for you. The idea is to neutralize what you know with lies, designed to follow your own line of reasoning. So you assume that that thought, that dark thought, came from you. Doubts don't automatically generate themselves, okay? There is a spirit of doubt that can be entertained or confronted. Among believers, there is a tremendous gullibility to swallow the noemas, thoughts sown by doubt, without recognizing the plot to erode your faith. The Bible declares those noemas are to be confronted head on and cast down. Then this passage talks about imaginations. The same spiritual warfare is to be applied to imaginations, which in the Greek is logismos. This has to do with systematic lines of reasoning. Consider our word logic. That's where we get the word logic from, logismos. It's virtually mathematical, referring to the orderly presentation of a philosopher making his case for what he sees as truth in a logical presentation. So with logismos, the presentation of his case is also diatribo. Consider the word diatribe, the philosopher's attempt to wear down through debate any argument presented by a challenger. So, according to the Bible, how do thoughts and imaginations work? Well, consider that the Lord created us in his image and likeness and has something specific in mind for the life of every individual. That's you and me, dear one. In our hearts, a vision of that begins to rise. You feel there's something you are to be and become. That vision constantly expands the longer you walk in it. It isn't some idle dream. You test whether it is of God or not by two things. First, you have faith in your heart that pursuit of your goal can be realized. And secondly, everything of your dream or vision aligns with the Word of God. But there are other visions not from God. Imaginations, which are really fantasies and notions. They include things that make you, as a believer, wretch inside to consider they ever found a place in you. And you wonder how you can break their wearying syndrome. There are dreams of becoming that don't align with the Word of God. There are accusations against you, or seductions away from God's purpose for your life, or fantasies and impure thoughts that pollute your mind. Or they can be internal statements that intimidate you. Or they can be condemnation, making you feel worthless and inadequate. Or these imaginations and thoughts can be covetousness that make you want more and more and more. Like addiction, bondage. Or these thoughts and imaginations can be self-defeating self-expectations that go back to your childhood that haunt you to this day. Or these thoughts and imaginations can be recurring memory of past failures over and over again, self-condemnation. Or they can be disappointments and guilt you wish you could just shake free of. Or thoughts and imaginations can be idols. Continuing to entertain these thoughts and imaginations instead of casting them down is the equivalent of making them idols. According to the Corinthian epistles, wherever there is an idol, there is a demonic spirit behind it. I'm going to say it again. According to the Corinthian epistles, wherever there is an idol, there is a demonic spirit behind it. These idols are not graven, but they are images that come to impose themselves on you. For example, the image of the world or of other suppositions of what you feel are you are supposed to become in human energy, but just can't. When we bow down to those idols by entertaining them in our minds, we become chained into patterns of thought from which we just can't seem to break free. The blood of the cross of Jesus applied to those chains of bondage will dissolve them and smash them. Dear ones, you need to declare war. These fabrications and contrivances constitute the strongholds the enemy intends to build against your progress in the way and will of God. Those strongholds need to be confronted and overthrown. They need to be cast down in the name of Jesus. Victory is contingent upon recognizing the tactics and strategies of the enemy. He is relentlessly seeking to cut down anything and everything of God's purpose in you by wrestling your mind, pinning you to the ground with impure thoughts or with destructive notions about yourself until he erodes your sense of confidence and purpose in the way and will of God. Unless you come to terms with that, you will be dictated to by notions never intended for your life by God who created you. So listen to me now. The Lord is calling us to make up our minds about the spiritual arena and declare war against the adversary of our soul. When you are confronted at the mental and emotional level, the Word of God says, fix your mind on Jesus. He will keep you in perfect peace because you've chosen to trust in Him and upon His finished work at the cross on your behalf. Victory is yours, dear one. Victory is yours. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this time together with my friends who are listening. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that your Spirit would empower us and embolden us to speak words of life, to speak your word against the attacks and the lies of the devil. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I plead the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, over every person who is listening to this podcast today or tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus upon every man, woman, and child hearing my voice right now. And Lord, we know that the enemy is a liar and the father of it. And Satan, we rebuke you. We renounce you. We renounce your works. You have no power, no sway, no authority over any of God's children who are listening to this podcast right now. In the name of Jesus, we break your power and command you to flee. Go now. In the mighty name of Jesus, whom we belong to and whom we serve. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, Father God, and we give you all the glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God, dear ones. I am so glad you listened today. Listen, if you have prayer requests, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Send me an email through my website. Send me prayer requests or questions about the Bible. I'll be happy to answer them to the best of my ability, and I will be thrilled, honored, to pray in agreement with you over your prayer requests. Also, please do pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called The Forgiving Heart. You can find it at my website or through Amazon.com. The Forgiving Heart by Anthony Sluzes comes in paperback and in Kindle formats. So get several copies for the holidays. Pass them around as gifts. I'm telling you, they will be a real blessing to you and to your family and friends and coworkers. Thank you for listening today. And pastors, please do pray about inviting me to come and to preach in your church. I have spoken and ministered in churches from Oregon to Florida to points in between. And we have seen the Lord do marvelous things in our services, in our revivals. People have come to Jesus. They've made decisions for Christ. Lots of people have. And lots of people have been healed in body. In numerous other people, bondages have been broken. And many others have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I'm not bragging on me, but I am just shouting about what my Jesus is doing. He's moving in our services and he's moving in our land and in our world. All we need to do is to just reach out and take revival boldly, for we need it more than ever before. Thank you for listening today, and until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may he grant you his smile always. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, And to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.